Hello, Sister Iris. It's Michael. God bless you in Jesus' name. And I'm so thankful to hear that you're still following along. I hope you and the boys and the husband are all doing well. You know, sister, I want to speak just very gently what I can that I came on my heart for you as I read your message this morning. I thought of the rich young ruler who walks away from Jesus Christ sad. When Jesus asks him to give up, you know, his money, because that was what was in his heart. And he walks away sad. And I don't know why. I don't know if that was just me. I don't know that that was from the Lord. I'll be very, you know, forthcoming with you about that. But I thought of that. I thought there was a sadness of missing out on the greatest of blessings that God has for you. And I just pray that is not the case, that there's no fear or anything holding you back. Because it can be very fearful, the idea of giving a full surrender to God. And I wonder, I don't know if I've talked to you about this before or not, but I wonder if you've given the Lord full permission to have his way in your heart and soul, no matter what the cost is. I promise you, no matter what the cost is, it'll never be greater than the reward. It'll be later. The reward is always later than the cost, but it is never, the cost is never greater than the reward. So I'm just wondering about that with you. If there's anything holding you back and keeping you from Father's very best in your life. And, you know, also here's another thing I wanted to share with you. I really appreciate your honesty about, you know, feeling that sense of kind of good jealousy. I understand that. I do know exactly what you're talking about, but I also know that it can actually lead to kind of a real sense of jealousy, like a longing. Like I used to have that too. When I would see God at work in other people's lives in powerful ways, I would be like, oh, you know, Lord, why can't I have that type of thing? And that's in all of us, to have the capacity to do that. And so the other thought that I have for you regarding that, in the event that those feelings were ever to be stirred up, and I know you don't feel in a negative way jealous, you know, towards me. I know what you're talking about. It's a good jealousy, a godly jealousy. But I also do feel led to remind you that there's a lot of suffering in my life. You know, I tried to communicate that at the end of this message, that, you know, this message is about showing the power of God. So naturally I show these, you know, quite amazing things that God has done. But there is this other part of my life that is a very costly investment, hidden part of my life that I pay a great price in order to see God do these kind of things that he has been doing. And I want to make sure that nobody ever covets, you know, God's blessings and God's grace in my life without also realizing that to covet that would be the need to covet also the sufferings. And, you know, I have suffered a great deal, not more than all, but I would say more than the average Christian by far. I suffer a great deal. And sometimes it's just the suffering of waiting on God for a long time patiently, you know, for him to act in my behalf or to do something like that. And then other times it's, you know, satanic stuff or, you know, the stuff that has happened with my wife. You know, sister, all these years later, I'm still waiting for God to change my wife. I have a promise from him. God has promised me that I will forget the shame of my widowhood. I mean, God has basically shown me that he sees me as a widow right now. I'm married to somebody who's spiritually dead. And it's just like with my ex-wife, except for my ex-wife had a very wicked heart, as evidenced by the fact that all these years later, she's more evil than she was then. She's just every bit as evil. Whereas with Persis, she is spiritually dead and struggling, and she's in total bondage. You know, we have basically, we have a very bizarre situation that would be very hard for me to explain to anybody. How, you know, I couldn't explain it to anybody, especially somebody that's not been to India or understood the Indian culture and so forth and so on. But it's been a real struggle, and for 3 years. And, you know, it's gotten even worse in the last few months, but God has given me such grace, sister. Oh, my goodness gracious, has the Lord blessed your brother with grace. And I am so thankful for it. So thankful to God for the grace and the peace. And I just continue to work hard, and I keep doing what the Father's will is and humbling myself before Him to receive the grace that I need to keep going. And I'm just giving Persis total freedom to be and do whatever she needs to be. She's 100% spiritually dead and worthless in every account, you know, as a human being, as a wife, as a friend, as anything. It's a very seriously depraved condition. And yet, I love her. I adore her. I miss her so much. I miss her. I'm having to hold myself back from just running up and squeezing her and, you know, saying, come on, snap out of this. And instead, I'm just letting her go and do and be whatever she needs to go and do and be. But I tell you this because it is constant suffering in my life as a result of this. Constant suffering. You know, I mean, for 3 years, it's been really very difficult to have this situation. Many months ago, Persis, you know, told me that she felt like I needed to remarry, that I needed to find a wife who would be a helpmate for me, that she couldn't be that for me, that that's just not who she is. This false belief and teaching that she has gotten herself caught up in, and this false spirituality has totally sent her into a just, it's indescribable, Iris. It's indescribable. You know, so that I don't say anything to really anybody about it, and it would be too hard to explain, and it's not time for me to explain it, but I've had real struggles, sister, out there in that field praying, like, God, I'm tired of caring about other people's faith and other people's salvation and other people's deep relationship with you more than they do. And it's been very hurtful and painful. And sometimes I've just kind of thrown my eyes, my hands up to the Lord and said, God, I mean, help me in this. I tell you what, it is a very high cost having a very deep, strong relationship with the Lord, especially being in full-time vocational ministry, because you see so few people who have these passionate desires for God, who have not surrendered to Him, who give lip service to Him, or who are lukewarm, and it really burns you up inside. So, you know, I have these sufferings, sister. You know, and just remember that, you know, God's grace in my life is in direct proportion to many things, you know, my faith, humility, trusting Him, obedience, so forth and so on, but also in accordance to the sufferings is in accordance to the comfort is in accordance to the sufferings. Just as the sufferings of Christ flow into our life, so also does the comfort of Christ flow into our life. So, you know, but sister, I really have such a hope for you. I have such a hope for you. When you first contacted me, I was so blessed and excited by your enthusiasm and your passion for what God was doing in my life. And I pray it stays that way, but I pray that you will really, really make sure you're doing honest business with the Lord and giving Him everything, sister. Giving Him everything, making Him totally Lord of your life in every way and every relationship between you and your husband and you and your boys and you and your, you know, managers and your work and your job and everything, just to give yourself fully over to Him. Because I really do believe God has plans for people's lives that they never see, because God does not force their hand. I just heard Charles Stanley talking about it today on a YouTube video. And, you know, I really believe that God has a will and a plan for your life. and you don't want to miss it. And perhaps you've missed some of it, but you can get in his will right now. He's made room for all of our forgetfulness, ignorance, and, you know, our slothfulness and our slowness. He's made room for that in his sovereign, you know, divine guidance and plan for our life. But, oh, I just pray in Jesus' name, sister. I pray in Jesus' name. I feel a special care for your faith in this, that you really do have this pure, childlike, sincere zeal for the Lord that is so unbelievably rare today. And Satan will do everything he can to curtail you, to chain you, to block you, to put out your fire, to get you to be afraid of what God may ask you to do. And I want to remind you, he's a loving God, and he may ask you to do some things that are difficult at first, but he'll be with you in it all, and he'll bless you in the richest blessings. I mean, sister, I'm coming to the post office to drop off books and shirts, and I was torn between, God, should I go pray first or go to the books? And so I realized I'm running out of time. I said, well, let me go get the books out of the way so that I don't have to get my prayer time interrupted and, you know, have to cut it short so that I can make it to the post office. Well, as soon as I leave here, I'm going back home and going out in my prayer field, and I'm going to pray for you too, okay? But I'm going out in my prayer field all alone, just me and Abba. And that is my favorite part of the day, just to spend time with him and love on him and let him love on me and praise him and, you know, present my request to him and just speak to him and fellowship with him and resurrender all that I have to him. And I pray in Jesus' name, you'll come to that place of total and absolute full surrender to him, that no matter what he asks you for giving up or to do, whatever it is, that you'll just say, yes, my Lord, your will be done. Whatever it is, whatever it is. And you can trust him to have his way with you and to bless you, and you might know him. I'm going to pray for you, sister. I'm going to pray for you, okay? Thank you for your respect. I'm so blessed to have you as a sister in Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye. Dear sister, oh, I'm so, so thankful to have heard your message. I'm so thankful that God was able to minister a word that you needed to hear. Oh, I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. This is the message indeed that I have felt in my heart for you, that there's a sadness, a spiritual sadness, and that's what I discern. So I thank God that you're able to come into agreement with that message in your life, and I want you to know that I am going to pray very much for you, that God will give you the grace. And I actually am going to try to, Lord willing, later today, and as the Lord leads me to, share some things with you that I've heard from other people, like mostly dead saints, that I think may really help encourage you and give you more light in this area of surrender and dealing with your fears. Sister, what I really feel about you is you have a special heart before the Lord. You have a special life before the Lord, and you have a special zeal for the Lord that the Father's been pleased to not let burn out, although Satan has tried so much to put it out, but that God wants that fire to become a big giant flame, a big light, and God wants to have you more to himself, wants to enjoy you more, wants to help you to receive more of him and his best blessings in your life. I really sense that about you. And I really feel that the Lord is sad with you over your struggle, that the Lord is longing over you to be free of the struggle. It's like you're in a net. It's like you're a precious bird in a net. And you desperately want to go to your master to be cared for, fed, loved, protected in his cage of love, resting in the shadow of the Almighty. And you're inside this net. You've been trapped, and you're flapping and fluttering, and you try and you try, and then you get sad and you stop trying. And then you get back up and you try and you try, and you flutter, and you see your Father longing, and perhaps you see tears in his eyes, longing for you. His heart is for you. His arms are extended to you, and you keep flapping and trying to get out, but you can't get free of this net. This is something I hope you'll really meditate on and give thanks to the Lord for him allowing you to even be aware of it, but asking God to help you free yourself from this net through surrender, total surrender to him, and trusting your whole life and heart into a God who will do you so, so well, who will do so good by you. Father, richly bless my sister. Show her, Father, she doesn't have to be afraid. And that you hold arms wide open, filled with blessings and adventure, glorious things untold or unseen, for those who will step across fear, who will abandon self-will and fall into yours. My God, have mercy upon all of us, Lord, as we struggle in this life to overcome the world, our flesh, Satan, and to become more like you, Jesus. Help us, strengthen us, guide us and direct us. Father, bless my sister to know you. Bless her, Father, to know you and find you through these difficulties that she's going through. Bless her, Father, and strengthen her as a mother. Strengthen her as a wife, to be an example for her unbelieving spouse. Oh, God, have mercy upon her. Have mercy upon her, God. Call her into your bosom. The safest place in the whole world is directly in the center of your will. God, help her to see that. Help her to have that trust that you are a loving Father, that you never fail. You never don't hear. You never don't see. And you never harm without the intent to do good. And that everything directed towards her is an act of love, to see her be better off than she was before, in a better position to enjoy you forever and glorify you forever, in a better position to receive the joy that Jesus Christ said no one can take away from you. Father, have mercy on her. Help her to overcome her fears, to have the grace to trust in you, to keep her eyes upon you, and to take the leap of faith into total abandonment of self and will, to jump in with both feet, to jump off the cliff into the arms of a loving Father who has never failed those who've gone before, not a single one, jumping into the abyss of denying of self and the mystery of your will. My God, have mercy upon her, Lord. Strengthen her, give her eyes to see and courage in her heart, Father, that she might know you, be blessed of you, serve you, do your will, Father. See and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, upon her death, that her children might see a true woman of God, that she might be encouraged, Father, by other women who have made such leaps of faith into the arms of a loving God in his mysterious will, abandoning their self, abandoning their own will. Women like Gladys Aylward or Amy Carmichael or Corrie Ten Boom or Frances Havergal. Father, in Jesus' name, let her be strengthened to know that this is not a call to the sexes or a particular sex or man only. This is for women too, to fully abandon themselves to the Lord, to the lover of their soul. You are her. You are the husband who will never disappoint her, who will never spend the money on alcohol, who will never become an unbeliever, who will never fail her, who will never fail to give her affection and guidance and all that she needs. God, in the name of Christ, I ask you, Father, for this dear, precious sister, Lord, that you would continue to strengthen her and help her to make this leap. Don't allow Satan to win in her heart, Father, with the question marks of fear and the harpoons of doubt. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray you just strengthen her and help her to know how to encourage herself in this and to find the words of God, to take up the shield of faith, to extinguish all the flaming arrows that Satan brings against her heart and her mind. God, help her, Lord. Help her and strengthen her in Jesus' name, that she might do this, that she might make the leap, knowing that she'll never receive your full blessing without a full surrender. God, that's where this ends. We never receive your full blessing without full surrender. And if we don't receive your full blessing, we always are going to walk away sad. That's the sadness, that we're missing out on the full blessing, the rich blessing that's available, the full withdrawal from the bank of heaven, from the heart and the bosom of our Father. We hold back. We deny ourselves. We shrink back in fear, and we miss your very greatest gifts for us. God, let her not do that. Let her not do that, Father, in Jesus' name. God, I pray you help her and strengthen her, God, against any other men that would attempt to pursue her when her marriage is weak. Father, that she would continue to flirt with you alone, Lord, that you would be her heart's desire, that she would find her all in you, God, that you truly are the one who captivates beyond what any man can do on this life. You preserve and protect her heart and keep her, Father. Keep her. Do not lead her into temptation, Father, but deliver her from evil. Deliver all of us from evil, God, for your name is holy and glorious, and we trust in you, Almighty God. You are our rich supply. Look down upon our weakness and our feebleness, O God. Remember to have compassion on those who fear you, Father, remembering how we are formed and we are but dust, God, remembering how you made us, remembering we are weak worms without you. God, we need you. We bear our hearts to you, our anxious thoughts, our tempted thoughts, God. We bear all of our weakness, our desires, our frailties, our rebellions, our fears, our discouragements. Father, we bear it all to you and ask that you cleanse it away and purge it and redeem it and bless it, Father. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, Father, through faith and obedience. And I pray for that, God. Let this sister be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, God. Father, bless her in Jesus' name to be more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. To be an overcomer, Father, by the power of your true spirit. I know you're hearing my prayers today, God. I thank you for it. I know you're hearing my prayers for her, God. I thank you. Thank you for your blessing, God. Thank you for the grace. My God is able to make all grace abound to us so that in all things, at all times, having all that we need, we will abound in every good work and holiness and righteousness being set apart for your name. God, thank you in Jesus' name for my sister. I thank you for hearing my prayers today. I thank you for blessing my sister. I thank you for blessing me, God, and do good to us in Jesus' name as we continue to serve you, worship you, and to wait upon you. Sister, I'm going to spend the rest of my time with my daddy. You need to give your heart fully to him. I'm telling you, there is no full blessing without full surrender. And you do not have to be afraid, sister. Remember, Abraham and Sarah, the Bible says, you are her daughters. If you do not give way to fear, it's edifying Sarah as a woman who is godly, not by what she looks like on the outside, but by her humble, reverent submission, in particular to her husband, who was a believer, obviously, the father of believers. And the purity of heart inside of her and her quiet spirit was what pleased God about her and made her holy and set apart. And that is what God says of women today. You are her daughters if you do not give way to fear. You see, fear is going to be your number one enemy to try to haunt you and shackle you and keep you from giving glory to God. And that's the problem. See, remember this. It's not even so much of a problem that you're missing out on the blessing, although that's the reward for overcoming fear. But the greater loss is the loss of God's glory in the life and heart of those held captive by that fear. Because see, for example, look at my life that you just saw. Now add a good dose of fear along the way, and I would have never attempted any of those things. You see the problem there? There is no video. There is no glory for God. And I would have, and granted, people might say, well, it's just one life, okay? But if you say that over and over and over again, especially in days like today when things are so dark, where is the glory for God left? So we miss out on the glorifying of God forever through our lives when we hold on to fear. And when you let go of fear and you jump in to Father's arms and will and say, Lord, your will be done in every area of my life. Command me. And you become meek, sister, which is the real preference for God's will over yours. And you can let go knowing he knows better than you. Oh, I'm telling you, he knows better than you, sister. He knows better than me. I have my wants. I have my strong desires. But he knows better than me. And he says to me, Michael, I did not make you without. I did not make you a passionless, apathetic soul who has no feelings, passions, or desires. On the contrary, I made you with very strong passions. And now I'm saying, give them up. I know better than you. Yield that passion to me. It's like people who have these extraordinary talents, sister. And they think, oh, God gave me this great talent. I'm going to be a basketball player, this, that, and the other. You know what? History shows God asks people to give their talents up for him in the world. History shows God doesn't use the talents as much as he asks a man or woman to surrender the talent. You have something valuable to give. You have got to make sure that you do not let God's glory be robbed in your life through fear, but that you ask him in your weakness for the grace. You know, I think of, oh Lord, we do believe, but help me in my unbelief. Okay, oh Lord,
I do have courage, but help me in my courage. Say that to him. I do have some courage, God, but help me in my courage. Ask the Lord to give you the strength to believe him for his very best in your life. Because I'm telling you, sister, I know. Listen, it doesn't come without suffering. I made it sure to end at that video that, listen, my life is not all just blessing after blessing. There is a lot of suffering. You can see it. I've suffered a lot, okay? But man, is it worth it, and I praise God for it so many times. And all the suffering ends up for my good, even the temptations. They make me stronger. They show me more evidences of God's grace, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to have to deny yourself. You'll have to deny yourself and trust yourself. And it's hard, and you won't have the strength to do it. I don't have the strength to deny myself totally. I can go part of the way, and then I'm like, God, you have to do this. You have to help me. Sister, he will help you. He loves you. He's rooting for you and pulling for you. Trust me. You know, look at my example so you can see, wow, God does all of this even through Michael, and he still struggles with stuff like this. He's still susceptible to temptations and fears, and God still blesses him. Yes, he does. Oh, sister, yes, he does. Isn't that glorious? Be encouraged. You don't have to be perfect. I found that out. God has used me to make an example of that. You don't have to be perfect. God bless you in Jesus' mighty name.